Howie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
What was your favorite memory of 2006, the first year of the Rush?
You know what? There was a lot, not necessarily on the floor, but I mean the one big one that stands out when Cam Bergman buried one and we stole that game in Calgary and managed to beat the Roughnecks on their home turf.
Yeah, with 1 second left in the game.
But you know, I keep the one game I remember the most is our first ever game, and Jamie Bowen scoring the first ever goal, and then we actually went to overtime against the Stealth, and we didn't win many that year, but one, of course, but every game was a close game. It was all one goal games, and I know we kept the fans entertained.
Did you know Pat Campbell before that season?
I met him in an after party Rochester when I played for Ottawa, and he is a beauty. He came into the party actually naked, and that was the welcoming moment, and we were good buddies ever since then.
He might have been the toughest goalie the league's ever had.
You know, and I talked to him a couple times in the off season, and he was dabbling, looking to get into MFC, and you know, just a real tough, street tough, tough guy, and willing to take on all challengers.
He definitely was. I think it was the MVP for the Rush in that inaugural season. You look back, you know, the first few years, obviously offense was a real, well, really for the first 6 or 7 years of the Edmonton Rush, offense, you know, to compete with the elite teams. That's really what it came down to. You talked about close games. The Rush would be in every game because of work ethic and trying, and then you get to the final 3 minutes and the other team's best players usually were better than the Rush's offensive guys.
Yeah, and that's all it was. We were being kind of really outskilled. You know, really there's never any excuse to get outworked, but we couldn't do much about that skill part, and you know, a lot of us were all really good support players on teams, and I think that's what happens with expansion teams is you get your, you know, your second tier guys, the guys that really flourish when they you know, are to relate it to hockey, like a second line center or a second line winger. If you bump them into a first line role, they don't necessarily you know, thrive in that position. They're more support guys, but we tended to get it all done by committee, and yeah, you saw how that worked out.
What was the name of your equipment guy the first year when he had a garage sale with the backstory for our listeners who don't know? Trevor Firth.
Trevor Firth, I think his name was. What a beauty. He was always a sucker to come in at our card games. We hosed him a couple times, but not the fleetest of foot, and he was very anxious, loved his job, but when called upon, holy man, he'd have a tool belt with tools, and holy, yeah, he'd go running out in the field, and oh man, like his stomach and just his sheer mass would be jiggling everywhere, and tape flying, screwdrivers all over the turf, and there was two bodies going in behind him picking up the shrapnel that was falling off of his equipment belt.
Oh, man, I'll never forget on the road. I don't know, it must have been the third or fourth road trip, and Dwayne Veneau was the team president at the time. Like the team president, kind of like the second guy in command.
Yeah.
And Firth is the equipment guy, and he comes on, and he looks at Dwayne, the president, goes, "Hey, can you go get me some jerseys in the like he had no regard. Oh, did we laugh? And Veneau was such a nice guy, went and did it. Oh, we were crying. Oh.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's a certain chain of command, and I don't know if you know this on many teams, but the equipment guy's right up there above the president. And he was able to bark orders. So, yeah, I do remember that too.
Kevin Howard joined us. He's a member of the Rush for the first few seasons, now being an analyst doing color for the last 5 years. Kevin, the Rush, 3,052 days from that first game on January 6, 2006 until tonight. First ever home playoff game, obviously coming off the most dominant regular season in league history. Started the year 14-0, finished 16-2. They lost a tough one in Calgary last week. Give me your expectations about this team and maybe the importance of how big this game is for a franchise. The only way to really win fans over is to win in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, all the reffing and that one call, well, really the last two times they've played Calgary, it's been unfortunate that it's come down to the reffing. I mean, of course, you can talk about that one missed call, but the Edmonton Rush put themselves in that situation and still had the opportunity to win it in overtime. So I know a lot will be made of that over and back call. That was their second loss of the season and in the regular season. And then the penalty shot that was in the crease, I mean, very clearly in the crease. We don't know if they even did review it, if it would have been conclusive enough to call it or rule it no goal, which was the tying goal. But, I mean, they still had an opportunity to win it in overtime, and full marks for Calgary to go out there and be able to bury it. And Shatler did score a beauty to take that game. But this game is huge, and for the franchise, it's waited so long to have this home playoff game. What an opportunity to win over some fans. I do expect a pretty good crowd on hand tonight, and what better atmosphere than a playoff lacrosse game? It's pretty wild, and any lacrosse game is a great atmosphere with the music going and just the electricity in the building. Playoffs in any sport where especially a team's up against the ropes, it will make for a really good game and atmosphere tonight at Rexall.
Kevin, you won a league championship, so you know with Calgary, you've been in championship situations. None of the players, though, will be in the situation tonight if the Rush win the game. That then they have to have a two-minute break, and then they play a mini game for 10 minutes. How do you what's the mindset, do you believe, of players if we get to that mini game?
It's tough. I mean, you know, Edmonton has to come to play. I mean, of course, first and foremost, they need to win that first game. And really, I think if Edmonton does win the first game, they should win that second game. You know, lacrosse is a game of momentum. And if they can pull off that first one, they should be able to carry that on. And, you know, you just can't hit the reset button and restart. Usually day to day, some guys have it. They're just feeling it that day or, you know, that game. You either have it or you don't that day. Just, you know, bounces seem to go your way, and that's the way the ball bounces. But very, very difficult to reset and come back and, you know, be a different team if you lost that in Calgary's situation.
Yeah, I guess it depends how the game is, right? Like if it's a one-goal game, you lose by one. Maybe it's easy to get right back. I do wonder, though, if let's say, well, it'd have to be the Rush, because if Calgary wins it, it doesn't matter. If, let's say the Rush spanked them by five or six. You wonder if that momentum carries over when really it's only a two-minute break. It's not like you're going to have a halftime break of 15 minutes where you can have some adjustments and stuff. You basically got 2 minutes, a quick timeout, and you're back at it.
Well, I remember one game in Portland, and I think after the first quarter we were winning 8-1. And really, we had that, you know, couple-minute break at the quarter, came back out for the second, and it was just a switch. That was a team coach by Derek Keenan, and that was turned right around. And I think we ended up losing to Portland all said and done. I think it was about a 13-11 game. But they took it back. So momentum swings can change like that. But, I mean, I'm kind of speaking from a player's point of view that some days you feel it, some days you don't, and it's tough to get it if you don't have it that day, if that makes any sense.
That makes a lot of sense. Former NLL player Kevin Howard, analyst now for the Rush Games. You can watch it at NLL.com tonight. They host Calgary. You saw game one. What do you think Edmonton has to do better tonight that they didn't do in game one?
I think they need to control that left side. Left side meaning the right-handed offensive guys. Curtis Dixon's been phenomenal for Calgary and Evans. On that one side, they've done a great job with Shatler. Of course, he did score that OT winner. Just a matter of the defense not being the rock solid defense they've been all year. I think that was a pretty simple case of not boxing the guys out once that shot was taken. It was a rebound off the boards, and Shatler was able to get it and kind of slam dunk alley oop it off the boards. But just go back to the fundamentals, and they are athletic enough. They're well coached, they're strong enough defensively to contain these guys, and you know, you just need to keep them under that 10 goals. So very tough for this potent offense to be, you know, contained or controlled, that you'll not let them score 10. But Yeah, really, they need to control that right side and let everyone else beat them. Limit their goals and don't let them get hot, and they'll have a really good chance. And, you know, offensively, Curtis Knight has to get going. And Mark Matthews really just has to, you know, keep doing what he does. And the secondary scoring will come. A couple goals out of transition, and I think we'll see a really, really good close match. But Edmonton does have all the tools to take this tonight for sure.
To me, the big key is really going to be Calgary's goaltender. Poulin played his best game of the year last week. He hasn't played that well all year long. You know, he made five or six point blank saves on the Russian transition. Right, that I thought was really the difference in the game. Aaron Bold made some big saves, but he's been one of the best goalies all year long. Poulin, I'm curious to see, and I know it's playoffs and guys get hot. If you're the Rush, where do you think you shoot on Poulin?
Poulin, he's pretty calm goalie. He doesn't dance around, but he is a big body, and he's got a lot of gear up there. If you know a high pump fake and get him moving up, lifting his arms, and it's really simple. It's a high pump fake high and bury it at his feet, and from the outside you want to get on his hips, and really you get your crease guys right there on the crease, and it keeps the goalie honest. I mean, really, if you're letting balls fly from the outside, the goalie has all time to go right to the top of the crease and really, you know, bite that angle down. But if you have guys on the crease and, you know, you're keeping them honest early by throwing one or two passes down there, he's going to stay in his net. And that's where you're going to see a lot more holes. And really, if all else fails, just shoot at the hips, right? Think of the goalie like an hourglass where his shoulders are big and wide and it narrows in on the hips, and then his legs kind of flare out with his stick in between. So right inside the post on the hips is kind of the fail-safe place to shoot. But really, with Poulin being such a big guy, you pump him high and shoot it right down at his feet.
Howie, always good to talk to you. We'll see you at the rink.
All right, I look forward to it.